Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you this fine day?
Hello, my owl.
This is so funny because most of our listeners call you witchy poo. And somebody actually wrote down Brenda. I'm like, Brenda who? I'm like, oh, yeah, wait. I know who you're talking about. And they'll write shit to me. And they're like, dear elf. Dear, or they'll say, dear Brenda's elf. Like there's a possessive nature to it.
I like it.
I'm sure you do.
Oh my God.
So today.
They want to have an elf in their corner.
Everybody's got to have a fucking elf. And it's seriously my favorite thing when they ask, well, which one am I? I'm like, if you're asking, you're an elf. I know some people want to be mermaids and shit like that, but if they're asking, they need a job, so they're an elf.
That's awesome.
So today, not the funnest topic ever. You know, and we're going to try to like tiptoe a bit and balance a bit through it, but it's a really important one. And this episode is called The Capital with an O. So if it's the capital with an O, you know exactly that we're going to be talking about what transpired, or at least how to handle what transpired on January 6th of 2021.
And specifically, not according to political parties, not according to media coverage and the law, but according to human beings and spiritual law. That's our
right.
focus.
That is definitely our focus.
Because people have questions about this. Like
they do.
How does
they
this
have
work?
Questions.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, and is we love all y'all, but lately we've been hearing a lot from we have listeners that are nurses and are doctors. We also have listeners that are police officers, and we've been hearing from them a lot lately.
Yep. Which we love hearing from everybody.
But
we are noticing. We are noticing. Yeah. So thank you for listening, and a double thank you for reaching out.
So we actually wanted to really base this episode on a question, because first it's a statement, but then it's actually a question. I love those people.
Sneaky listeners.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot. So this one is, I'm having a bad week with the attack on the Capitol and the news after the fallout. I have a hard time with letting go and forgiveness in general. Any advice? I'm very tense. Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club, sister.
Yeah. It's
I don't know anybody that thoroughly enjoyed what happened that day.
Well, there's just a lot of pain associated before, during, and after, right? The fallout has been pretty intense.
Well, it all starts with pain.
Yeah.
Like, let's be really honest.
Like, yeah.
the root of all of it, because there's so many grievances. And that's really right. What a lot of it feels like to me, is there are so many grievances, and you can't say that somebody's grievance is wrong. You might not agree with it, but it's their grievance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the foundation, I think, of everything that is happening right now in our landscape.
I mean, grievance, look, Earth School is hard, right? That's our tagline. So by definition, we're all going to have grievances. Right. I don't know about you, but every day is not perfect in my world.
Right. Seriously.
And there's things that are heartbreak. There's things that are slightly annoying. There's things that are infuriating. But when it comes to that kind of behavior, you know that there has other outlets have been insufficient for them. Right. It doesn't matter, you know, what steps were taken or not taken, but they have been insufficient to escalate to that kind of activity.
Well, I understand grievance. I mean, listen, 1993, I was marching on Washington for gay rights.
Right.
I am very familiar with grievances from when I was in, 1990, I was out there about grievancing for everybody fighting against Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. And again, guys, I'm going to tell you my own truth. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to like me. But I'm just telling you the truth. I was like, I get what a grievance is. You know, I have lived with many of them, especially being gay, being a woman, sometimes not so much fun in the world with how women are treated. I have grievances there. You know, I was a part of the Women's March 4 years ago. I had grievances, but that's how I showed them.
But the chances are good there wasn't violence and people didn't die in
there was
grievances.
None. There was zero. Right. But I'm just want to relate to those that have grievances so they don't feel like they're being attacked.
Right.
And because we all have them. And no, nothing I've ever been involved in has been like that. In fact, the Women's March 4 years ago was kind of a party. I mean, it was a great day. I mean, it's a really funny thing. It's the opposite of what happened on January 6th. Like, we had so much fun. Like, we had music playing and we were dancing and talking and smiling. And, you know, it was kind of an awesome day. But it was based on a grievance.
Right.
So I just wanted to kind of acknowledge that. But I think when it comes to what happened on January 6th, because I think why our listener and many of us, you know, had that feeling, like felt like they had a bad week because they had a hard time with what that was, is because it's something we've never experienced. And I think that's the other thing that you have to think about is when we deal with these situations, we don't have a familiarity about how to deal with something like this because we haven't had to deal with something like this in our lifetime.
Right.
We've never had the Capitol stormed to try to defeat democracy because that's what it felt like to many of us. And we haven't dealt with that. And it's certainly not in this lifetime, maybe in other lifetimes,
right. But
not in this one. And so there's an unfamiliarity with what do I do? I don't know what to do with this. You know what? You know, we all know how to deal with other things that have happened just in life in general, right? Like we have letdowns, we have things that are exciting and we know, but this falls out of pattern.
Right. And so then it's hard to know how am I going to come to resolution with this? When is my nervous system going to reset? When am I going to start sleeping and eating normally? Like these patterns of disruption. And to tell you the truth, you know, sometimes these patterns of disruption, we're not even conscious of them because so many circuits got blown in the process until a month, 6 weeks later. Even for the lawmakers who they were traumatized, right? This was their workplace and they had to return to that workplace a couple hours later, right? They were, you know, scared for their lives. They weren't sure what was going on. Like things, you know, that's trauma.
Well, it's the home of our first branch of government.
Correct. But it's really intense. So the people that went through it physically, the reporters, the Congress, they have their sense of trauma. But we as witnesses to this have a different level of trauma, but it's still trauma where your brain can't really process something that's, you know, very intense that it's seeing for the first time. You can intellectually process it, but your nervous system might not be able to fire through it to resolution.
Well, I think another thing that has been traumatizing to all of us, and including this next group, which is our law enforcement. You know, they've taken a lot of hits lately, right? Mm-hmm. Some of them, let's be honest, can very much be deserved. Mm-hmm. Because if you are taking an inordinate amount of our lives of our Black men, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. But then I also know there are some really extraordinary law enforcement officers too, that are really trying to deal with this and trying to really take this, their pledge of being a peace officer is finding that peace.
Right. Right.
Because they're also reaching out to us for that. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, you know, that group is probably having the hardest time because I believe that they have identified, was it one out of every five protesters had a military background of some sort?
Insurrectionists, yes.
Yeah, the insurrectionists.
Yes.
What did I call them?
Protesters.
Protesters, yeah, the insurrectionists, yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. That one out of five. And so that there's also a level, like a part of the trauma that you can feel as someone who is watching this is that you begin to feel unsafe. You're right. Like, wait a second. If these are the ones that are supposed to protect us are actually the ones who are performing this, that is scary. And so there is a branding issue now that exists.
Right.
Within this. And so what I wanted to do, unless Brenda wants to break, because I can see it in your face, but I want to talk about our officers.
Yes, we'll talk about that when we come right back.
This is Dr. Matthew Knowles. You may know me from my award-winning work in the music industry with megastars like my daughters, Beyonce, Solange, and Destiny's Child, where I had the privilege of managing artists brokering major deals, running my music label, and even writing songs. I'm taking all my talents and experience to the stage with my new podcast, Matthew Knowles Impact, on iHeartRadio, where I talk to notable guests about racism, health and wellness, entrepreneurship, and of course, the entertainment industry. Together, we can build bridges and tear down walls. Listen to Matthew Knowles Impact every Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm out.
I'm Whitney Dow.
And I'm Erica Alexander. And our podcast, Reparations, The Big Payback, explores the legacy of slavery and how white people have exploited, pillaged, and tortured black people for centuries.
Erica.
And now on the iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Every Thursday, listen to Reparations, The Big Payback, produced by Color Farm Media and The Black Effect.
On the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, y'all. We are back.
Hello.
Hello. As if you left and came back in the door or something. I thought we'd just spend a few minutes, and I think it'd be interesting for folks to actually hear the strides and the effort that many of those that dress in blue every day are making. And this isn't just one officer, just so everybody knows. We have a number that actually tune into the show. And so I want to say hi, y'all. And also just acknowledge that if you're listening to the show, you're trying to find some peace, you know, because we are not instigators here. Yeah. We're not trying to tell people to march a certain way, do a certain thing. You know, we're actually here in many ways to try to offer people peace, right? Mm. To like, here are ways to seek and to find it. And the fact that we are hearing from a lot of officers that are asking for techniques about how to diffuse situations.
De-escalate, yeah.
Have had those.
And how to manage their stress. So we've got a lot of officers doing yoga right now.
And one is my niece, Sue.
Yay.
She blames you for yoga. And I have proof because I have photographs of her on her head up against a wall.
It's awesome.
But she's making such huge efforts, which are to help herself, because mm-hmm. I can already see your changes.
Mm, so exciting.
But she also wants to serve better,
right?
Like she doesn't want to be one of those. And she also has acknowledged about when you're in the heat and in those moments, how hard it is. You know, that cannot be an easy time, because mm-hmm. if you think about what mm-hmm. they have to face every day, and although they probably see some of our greatest human triumphs, they probably see more of our human failures.
Yeah, the worst.
And so what they have, they see the worst of us. So when you're in a job where you see the worst of us, or people trying to talk their way out of things or manipulate their way out of things, even if it's a speeding ticket, much less if they have a weapon on their hands or whatever it may be, that's a lot of anxiety.
Or mental instability. Like, I mean, they're just under a lot of stress. Like, all of our jobs are stressful in one way or another because it demands things of us. But when you don't know on the regular what you're walking into, which is 90% of their job, right? It's really stressful. So breath work, yoga, meditation, all good.
Yes, 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 and yes. And throw a black tourmaline in your pocket.
Yeah.
Because Sue has hers.
Or selenite.
But Sue also got, just for you know, for Christmas, I gave her a Numite skull because she was ready for it. She was ready for the transformation that Numite can begin.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And there you go. Come on.
Please never love me that much that you give me a Numite skull. Please never.
I have plenty. They cover the other room, not the room I'm in. Actually, there's one in here. I'm not, there's one right
there. We're going to leave it right where it is.
Hi, baby.
How are you? Do not need that activated. That's awesome.
As we're all sorting through how we feel about things, I wanted just to bring this up, that many of those in the field, whether it's medical field, because they're asking lots of questions mm-hmm. too, or law enforcement field, that they're also listening. And so I think the message for this is they're one of you guys. Like, don't be mistaken by that. And give them the supportive energy to kind of work through this, because it's not easy.
Right.
In fact, it's really hard for them. I think that's my big message on that aspect of it.
Yeah. Look, for a lot of people, cops are a trigger, right? And that trigger is 100% yours. Like, ooh, I have you know, noise about cops, mm-hmm. right? I have noise about people in authority. I have noise about people with guns, whatever it is. But know that it doesn't have to be that situation. You can just acknowledge it and go, okay, I'll work on that later. I don't have to take it out on this person. I mean, I think that's a really important move to make.
I think you're totally right. But I will also say I have not been pulled over, by the way, because I drive like a grandma. So but I do that because I'm safety first, girl.
Yes.
And I had not been pulled over for probably 20, 25 years until we moved here. And between here and the airport, there's like 20 different speed limit signs that all have different numbers on them. And so to me, it's a setup. Because they're just waiting for some jackass, like, to not pay attention to the one of the signs, whatever. So I got pulled over one night here. And on the back of my car, I have a pro Planned Parenthood bumper sticker.
Nice.
Unless you're the cop that pulled me over.
What happened? I don't know this.
Oh, he was a jerk. Yeah. Oh, I guarantee you. He sees my bumper sticker, which is still on there, everybody. Because I'm a big supporter of Planned Parenthood. So that's what you get. You get a bumper sticker. So yeah, and that leads into it too. And so I just think it's really important where I look at it. Okay, obviously I live in a super duper red state, and you're not going to like my pro Planned Parenthood. And so I let it go because there's no reason to continue to carry on any of that angst. But I guarantee you, he would have treated me very differently if I had an NRA sticker on my car. Like, it's right. A really interesting thing, because where you live and how you're treated can lead into some of how we feel about officers. But also, you just, because like, and I told him, I said, listen, I was obviously speeding. I broke the law. So just give me whatever I'm supposed to have. Like, just give it to me and let's move
I'm
on.
I'm trying to catch a plane.
It's like, just get whatever it may be. Just like, it's okay. I was going over the speed limit of wherever I was that you got me. So let's just call it what it is. Give me a ticket. Let's move on. Yeah. So we don't live in any of that stuff.
But remember, anyway. If someone, now obviously this isn't applied to a situation where someone's life is at risk, because those are different cop situations that are clearly cut one way. But it doesn't matter if it's a cop or if it's a colleague or if it's a family member, right? But we disagree with people a lot because we're not the same person, right? We're different human beings. And this is the, when they go low, you go high, right? So you don't have to take the bait. You don't have to, what's the saying? When you get in the mud with the pig, you both get dirty and the pig likes it, right?
Like, oh my God, right? That's so good. I've never heard that. I like that though.
So you can navigate, and you don't have to speak your truth to everyone, especially, right? Right. This is the don't cast your pearls among swine, right? I'm talking about a lot of pigs today.
So this is pig talk today.
So livestock, but
And you talk about cows like the other day. So now here we go.
My Wisconsin roots are showing. But the point is, like, you really get to choose. You get to make choices. And yes, there are times our grievances do escalate and we have to act out in certain ways. But you also, if you are paying attention and dropping into your heart space and paying attention to what feels right to you and what feels off to you, what destabilizes you, what betrays your frequency and your knowing, you will know that when I'm doing damage to someone or something else, that probably isn't advancing whatever my grievance is. It's probably not advancing my cause. It's probably not for the greater good. I may have gotten carried away. I have to recalibrate. I have to go heal. I have to reset. I have to maybe talk to some other people to get out of whatever swirl I got caught up in, because it's all frequency, right? That's how we get a mob mentality. It's all frequency, and it can flash in a heartbeat. And you go for a point, you know, for cause A, and all of a sudden you get swept up and, you know, you're doing cause S, T, R, you know, whatever, you're way down the road. And that's not what you intended. So this is a time for great consciousness and slowing things down in all of our engagement.
Well, and I think, you know, as we've talked about this before, which I thought you brought a really great point about how, you know, I'd mentioned prior to the break about one out of every five of the insurrectionists were either current or former military or police officers. And you brought up, it's like, well, they are trained to take orders
from the hierarchy.
from the hierarchy.
Right. And there are many times they don't agree with it, but because of their, you know, service, because of the oath they've taken to serve in this particular manner, they have to override that knowing. When you are a civilian or operating in a civilian capacity, you don't have to do that. And you get to have more choices. Super important.
Yeah. And so, you know, when we, what happened, you know, this, I guess, current culture of grievance, let's call it that, isn't going away.
No,
not today.
No. We're a very divided country right now.
We would like for it to go away, but it's not.
And, you know, we're talking about this specific event that happened in the U.S. on January 6th, but this divide between people to not be able to communicate, when to not be able to connect right now, is very global, right? And so this paying attention to what do, like, if something comes at you and is unpleasant, you have to stop, and it's a higher level of thinking, but to think, what is the desired outcome? What's my best outcome that I can create coming out of this? So we'll talk more about this when we come back from this break.
What's up, guys? I'm Rashad Bilal.
And I am Troy Millings, and we are the hosts of the Earn Your Leisure podcast, where we break down business models and examine the latest trends in finance.
We talk to the legends of business, sports, and entertainment about how they got their start, and most importantly, how they make their money. Earn Your Leisure is a college business class mixed with pop culture.
The Earn Your Leisure podcast is available now. Listen to Earn Your Leisure on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you love a good story?
Fantastic!
Because each episode of Storytime features some of your favorite creators from YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and beyond sharing their most hilarious, horrifying, and cringe-inducing stories. Maybe you're looking to feel better about yourself by listening to someone else's mortifying experience. We got you covered.
I was like, oh, right. That would be a really bad way to tell somebody that their brother died.
Perhaps you swiped right on a story about a terrible Tinder date. Well, guess what? You've got a match.
Now, peeking in, I realize that she is talking to the doll heads.
Or maybe you're looking for stories so spooky you'll need an extra pair of chonies.
Suddenly, splashing in the pool stopped. My heart dropped and I could hear each of my panicked heartbeats.
Listen to Storytime every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, everybody, we are back from Brenda Break. And it was actually a really good Brenda Break, because the Brenda Break is going to bring us some very amazing insights about what is happening with our stars and planets right now. Because I love this. I'm like, please, Brenda, tell everybody what you just told me.
Okay. So what I was saying is, when tensions get high, and it, again, it doesn't have to be with the law enforcement. It could be with anyone in authority. It could be anyone in your family, right? We just pausing to understand, what is the best possible outcome I can reach for here and go for that? Remember, high is good for all, harm to none is a great mantra, a great guiding force when you kind of freeze and you don't know what else to do. Do no harm is another, you know, just try and get out whole is good. Don't try and score points. Don't try and be the smart one. Just literally, like my elf said, give me the ticket, like charge me so I can move on with my life, because my life is so much more full than this exchange. Like, I don't want this to become,
exactly.
Right, I don't want this to become a thing. Like, I don't even want to repeat this story, because it can be so small. But I also want you to understand the sort of cosmic influence that we're operating underneath, right? That Saturn and Uranus are squared right now in a way that Saturn represents the past, control, rules, logic, slow obedience, like very conventional, conforming sort of thoughts and energy and process. And Uranus, so that when there's a square, that means there's tension in the skies. And so Uranus is all about freedom, radical innovation and breakthrough, and rules are meant to be broken and fast.
That's why it's my favorite planet.
Exactly.
And it totally is my favorite planet.
And
it says Uranus. So he's talking about my butt.
No,
so
it's not talking about your butt.
The 12-year-old Julie gets super excited when you start talking about Uranus.
So this planet, not Julie's butt, there's like just huge breakthroughs that happen. It's deregulation. It's unconventional. It's unique, not conforming. Like, they're at odds. And so with this as the cosmic backdrop, we are having a hard time connecting. We're having a hard time hearing each other because we're both kind of being pulled. Everyone's trying to be pulled in both directions. Which is the real way? Do I pay attention to the rules or do I break the rules? And my rules aren't going to be your rules. So we've got all kinds of tension between people. And so when there's tension in the sky, it gets mirrored here. So the last time this configuration happened in this way was during the Great Depression here in the U.S. It wasn't quite this perfect square that it is right now, but it was close in 2008 during the financial crisis, the most recent financial crisis. And so it's just very interesting that when these two planets square off, it's like society doesn't know, like they break the rules. Like we're processing, we're firing, we're doing this, we're doing, everything stops. And hello, coronavirus, right? Which is taking down global economies, right? We're about to see the fallout of that happening in the next months. So this is going to be like this for a while. And we have to accommodate that with an awareness that says, I need to be at my best. I need to try and navigate carefully, knowing that the landscape is changing. And remember, the chaos that Uranus kicks in is purposeful to lead to a higher outcome, to find ways that are going to serve the collective, because both of these planets are in Aquarius right now, which is all about the collective. It's all about not one swath of humanity benefiting more than the other. So it's all about a collective, which is really scary for the people on the top of the pyramid. Because they're like, that's not going to work.
I own the collective, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is what they think.
I just have an idea for a t-shirt, by the way, yes. Which is going to be Embrace Uranus.
Is it going to be an underwear line?
It's going to be so good, maybe.
Come on, that was funny.
It might
that
be.
That was funny.
It was good. No, it was so funny that I think that I'm going to explore.
Okay, there you go.
So I think it's important that you are telling us this, because what you are helping us do is to be prepared, right? Because that's what it is. It's like, this isn't over, folks.
Oh, no.
It's kind of just begun. So be ready. So you know what's happening.
Yeah.
So you know how to duck out of something.
Just de-escalate it, neutralize it. If you can neutralize it, even if your heart is racing when you're de-escalating, even if your hands are shaking a little bit, that's your nervous system firing, it's okay. But that doesn't mean you have to show up fiery. You get to really play at a high level and say, I understand the cosmic influence. I'm going to get, like, really what I'm telling all my executive coaching clients, all my, like, people are not at their best right now. They are so stressed out, right? A reader who said, I have so much stress in my body from this week, right? This is real. And it's going to be like this just for a while. It wasn't just January 6th. We were like this after a year of shutdown in the U.S. Other countries are coming back to the before times, closer to the before times. We are not. We are in the peak of it, right? Barely coming off of it, off the peak, right? France is going into their second shutdown, right? So like this is, or third, but right. So nobody's at their best right now. And then you've got this tension in the sky that's influencing us. Slow it down. Double down on your own meditations. If meditation isn't your thing, journal. What did I learn about myself today? How did it feel? You answer those two questions right for 10 minutes every day. You're going to come up with some rich things that you want to release. You want to focus on other things you want to double down on. And yes, I want to do more of that. But keep your awareness high and choose well.
I love that. Thank you. Because as you're talking, I promise I'm listening to you, but I'm also going down this path of, okay, you're going to have to like be very aware and very present, like more so, because I like to be aware and present as much as possible as it is. Like I really do. Like I've been practicing about that for quite a while. This takes a lot more because you really have to process through this because listen, I'm going to go back to the Capitol situations, which is where we all started. Mm-hmm. I'm watching this and I cannot tell you, my phone lit up like a Christmas tree. I mean, I had so many people, whether it's people I never met that are listeners that are like lighting it up through DM, whether it's my family members, friends, lighting it like, oh my God, what do we do? How do you feel? This is terrible. I'm like, you know, this is how would it had to be? You know, and so now we need to pick up the pieces and we need to figure out how we all feel about this now and who are we? And I think that is the job. Like was it upsetting? Sure, because I was thinking about the people who were on the ground, right?
People
like
who
I
killed.
Was thinking about.
Yeah.
Well, people who were killed and people who were afraid for their life.
Traumatized, yeah.
Totally traumatized. And of course, I have several cousins that live there. I have one cousin that works for the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm worried for him.
Right.
Because I love him. I'm crazy about that kid. And so I worry about him. Because then I think that's part of what I think is natural, right? But as I'm watching it, I knew that it had to happen. Mm-hmm. It felt to me like this has to happen. So let's just figure out who we are. Because part of what's happening during all this crazy, you know, whether it's my anus, your anus, or it's Jupiter, or it's Saturn, or whatever planet is fucking with our energy and our vibration, whatever it is, it's also breaking us down
right.
to find out who we are.
Right.
Like, we are being broken down, folks. Do not think for one second, at least in my point of view, that we're not.
Well, it is literally, this is what Uranus delivers. Breakdown for breakthrough.
Yeah.
Right? That's
exactly
innovation.
That's what it feels like.
Yep. Innovation. You have to release what is in order to innovate.
Yeah, it was the tower card. Burn that sucker down and rebuild a new one because the last one didn't hold up very well.
Well, we just outgrew it. That's the tower card. We just outgrew it. Right? And we have outgrown some of these systems. I think everyone would agree with that. No matter what system that you're working in, it doesn't mean you have to throw the whole thing out, but there are some foundational upgrades that need to be made. And, you know, that's going to be uncomfortable. Humans in general don't like change, especially change they didn't ask for.
Well, exactly. Right. And see, that's the thing. Like, you start with a pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, right? It's like, nobody asked for that.
Nobody. Yeah.
You know, but like that was really like that started off that domino effect.
Right. And so, but again, when you operate from the position of no one's at their best, that's just a really good starting point because it's pretty solid. It's pretty solid.
And that's a good thing for us to keep in mind as we move forward through this is no one's at their best, but do your best.
Do everything that you can to bring your best.
For highest good to all and harm to none. And that is right now. Like having no harm.
It's so big.
Right now, nothing could be more important, I think.
It's so big, especially because people are so vulnerable right now.
And stop hurting each other.
Yeah, be kind. But you have to take care of yourself before you can actually extend that to someone else. That's why I know you get tired of hearing it, but meditation, movement.
I don't get tired
self-care,
of
self-care, yoga.
So you weren't talking to me.
Breath work. I'm talking to everybody. But like this is, you know. It's the simple basics, but it's super important to take care of the basics right now.
Which is what I love about some of our officers that are really taking that very seriously, right? Like this is, we can end it with honoring where they are and what they're struggling with and what they're doing to move through it.
So impressive.
And I couldn't be more proud of my own family with Sue. And then proud of, you know, everyone else who's been listening that are in these fields that are trying so desperately to change it.
Right.
And
survive it. Survive this.
And survive
this deep
it. And
transition
I think some of them are thriving though.
Yeah,
I think some of them are actually going to be thriving. And that's what I love. It's like they're finding themselves through this chaos. And I just think it's important for everybody who listens to know this is what some are doing.
Exactly.
That's the most important thing to me.
That's what we hope that you take care out of this, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. So
I hope so.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. And thanks, my witchy poo, for talking about, you know, the planets.
You're welcome.
And Uranus.
Remember, her school is hard.
Without a 14-year-old boy co-host. And the other side.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Bryn. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides or shoot us a note at othersideguides@iheartradio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.